From Daily Headlines, new gas pump scam uses a single screw to keep stealing from your card after you leave. What happened? The Queen Anne's County Sheriff's Office in Maryland has officially confirmed a new gas pump scam called the screw method, where criminals wedge a small screw into the nozzle cradle so the pump never fully resets, keeping your card active after you drive away. Why it matters? The scam is spreading as national gas prices hit $4.46 a gallon. Victims in Philadelphia suburbs have been hit with charges as high as $165, and law enforcement says most people do not notice until days later when they check their statement. Bottom line, it takes 5 seconds to check the nozzle cradle before you pump. Do it every time. A single drywall screw. That is all it takes to steal a full tank of gas from your credit card after you have already driven away. The Queen Anne's County Sheriff's Office in Maryland issued an official warning this week about what law enforcement is calling the screw method, a gas pump scam that has been confirmed at multiple stations across the country. Scammers wedge a small screw into the nozzle cradle, the slot where you hang the pump handle when you are done. The screw prevents the nozzle from sitting flush, which means the pump never fully resets to idle. Your card stays active. The next person who pulls up, including the scammer himself, keeps pumping gas directly onto your tab. Suspects are using the screw method, which is when the scammer puts a small screw in the nozzle cradle, so the pump does not properly reset to idle. The sheriff's office warned. That allows charges to continue on the victim's credit card. The screw method is a variation of what law enforcement calls pumps witching, a broader scam that has been spreading aggressively across the country as gas prices climb past $4 a gallon nationally. In the more common version, a stranger approaches you at the pump, offers to help, and either grabs the nozzle or distracts you long enough to prevent it from resetting properly. Then they move to the next driver, offer to fill their tank for $20 cash, and pocket the money while your card absorbs the charges. They keep going until the pump shuts off or your card maxes out. Lower Merion Township, Pennsylvania Detective Sergeant Michael Keenan told reporters the scam happens everywhere. Victims in the Philadelphia suburbs have reported fraudulent charges as high as $165. In Texas, three Cuban nationals were arrested in April after being caught installing deep insert skimming devices inside gas pumps in the Waco area. Scammers target women more frequently than men, according to law enforcement data. The reason most people get hit is simple. You are in a rush. You pump, you hang the nozzle, you drive off. You do not stand there making sure the screen resets to zero. Scammer is counting on exactly that. Here's what law enforcement says to do every single time you stop for gas. Check the nozzle cradle before you pump. Look for anything wedged in the slot. When you are done, hang the nozzle yourself and watch the screen reset to zero before you walk away. Grab a receipt. It confirms your transaction is closed. Never let a stranger handle your nozzle under any circumstances, and if someone is aggressive about it, get in your car and call 911. If you use Apple Pay or Google Pay at the pump, your transaction is tied to your device and not an open card reader, which adds a layer of protection. If you think you have been hit, call your bank immediately. Most fraudulent pump charges can be reversed if you catch them fast. 5 seconds at the pump cradle could save you a full tank of gas. Check it every time.